Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year again. Let's go in-depth with the people of the Knoxville Nationals. Well, Tom, you have a very interesting book of photographs I think a lot of our listeners will be interested in. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's the title of the book is Thunder Road, and I did Thunderhead racing apparel for 20 years here at Knoxville at the Nationals and all over the country, actually. And I wrote a book about the experience of creating the brand of Thunderhead, and that was my first book. And I raised over $10,000 for the Sprint Car Hall of Fame from the profits of that book.
Wow. So, yeah. And you want to do the same, I bet, with the second book.
That's our goal. Yes.
Or beat it.
Or beat it. It will be great.
What's the full title of your book?
It's Thunder Road. It's a photographic journey of open wheel racing, carnivals, and the iconic highways they travel, circa the 1990s.
And so I bet you traveled all over, and these are all your own photographs?
These are all my own photographs. I did this black and white film, and it's no digital work here. We call this the real deal.
Okay.
And these, I roamed the pits of the Thursday Night Thunder show that was shown live on ESPN, and I tried to capture and did capture the essence of pit life at the racetrack.
Now, I bet there's a whole lot of people here that watch that show.
Oh, I'm sure there are. It's like a legendary television show. And it was on for the late 80s through the early 2000s. And that's when my photos, they cover that whole era. I cover, for instance, here's a group of women in the pits. Because the one time back in the old days, in the 50s and 60s, women were not allowed into the pit area or children. And so I captured the women in the pits of today.
It's not just the cars, it's the people.
It's the people, really. I used a telephoto lens, so I didn't get any posed photos. I wanted to capture the essence of the person. And that's, for instance, here's Johnny Parsons Jr. applying tear-offs to his helmet at the Hoosier 100 in Indianapolis. It's a classic driver, classic look. And it's
very candid.
Yes, that's what I was trying to achieve, is candid photo shots of life in the pits as we know it. I also did a series of some of the antique cars they had on display. And it's a world unto itself. The racing world travels from track to track. They set up, they entertain, and then they leave town until you see them another year when they come back. And there's a parallel world to that also. It's called the carnival. The carnivals come to town, the traveling carnivals. They set up, they entertain, and then they leave town. And so I did the same thing in the carnivals and captured the essence of the carny world.
Well, it's sort of like a lot of it is people, and they're interacting with each other, and they're interacting with the technology and the landscape around them. Actually, they're works of art. They're just not photographs.
Yes. Thank you.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Now, if people walk into the Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and just look left, you'll be here.
I'm here. I'll be here every day this week. I think just if they come down, they'll really get a kick out of it. There's some very interesting, thought-provoking things in the book. And I also did the third part of the book is about my Thunder Roads. And in California, where I live, that's US 101 and US 99. So I traveled those on my way to the races, and I stopped and took photographs of things that were of interest, unique and different things that people have put up. And then the Route 66 section, I flew to Chicago and rented a car, and I drove back to Los Angeles on the old Route 66. I was really tracing the footsteps of my father, who lived in Webb City, Missouri, as a teenager, and he came to California on Route 66. So I followed that all the way out. I used infrared film on this, which gives a ghostly image to the pictures. And all of the photos I took are of things that are no longer there, no longer open for business. These are just the relics of Route 66. Here's one of the Cadillac Ranch in Amarillo, Texas, which is world famous. There's a little fact that people don't know about this. These Cadillacs are buried into the ground at the same angle as the pyramids of Egypt.
I didn't know that.
So if you research the history of the Cadillac Ranch, there's some interesting tidbits about the artist who put all of this together. And I tried to capture, and you can just look and wonder, what were their lives like? Who were the people that ran these businesses all along Route 66? And it's an iconic highway. It's worldwide. Travelers from all over the world come to drive this highway each summer. And it's still alive in many segments. But I tried to capture what was. And so it's a fundraiser for the Sprint Car Hall of Fame. All the profits go to them. And so come on out, take a look at the book. We'll have some fun talking about a little bit more in depth about what some of those photos mean and my story in creating this whole thing.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with the people of the Knoxville Nationals. Danette, tell me about the Steve King Foundation.
The Steve King Foundation was established in 2006 after my brother passed away here on Wednesday night qualifying. And our entire purpose is to help racing families when they find themselves in a situation like ours, or if they find themselves dealing with a severe illness. So we try to come along, all of the racing drivers, the families, to help with those unexpected expenses.
Wow. You still feel this loss deeply, don't you?
Oh, I don't think you ever get over it. You just channel your energy a different way. And we've been blessed to be able to really help a lot of people. And they've stopped by the booth. You'll get to see a variety of testimonials from people all over the country. And we've distributed over $200,000 to over 180 families in 25 states, Australia, and Canada in the last 10 years. So there's a need, but we get to serve as a wonderful conduit to help the people in need.
Okay, so how can our listeners help?
Well, stop by, look for the orange tent near the main grandstands. If you're coming out for the races, we'd love to take a donation or have you buy a t-shirt to help us out, or just go online to the website, which is stevekingfoundation.org.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Deb Dennison Racing Tees, you've been here a while.
Yeah, 38 years this year.
Wow. And you're a sponsor at the track this year.
Yeah, we did that last year, too. This is the second year that we've done this. Before, we were sponsoring the three classes with fuel money. And I had sponsored previously before that, but we kind of went back to the sponsorship again for the last couple years, just for something different.
When you've got a lot of different T-shirts, what's popular this year?
We've got a lot of bling stuff for the ladies. I've got a trailer that's set up with just all ladies stuff in it. And then the soft shirts, we've got the very soft shirts just printed like vintage style stuff. It's going really good for us. Then we always have our national hats and coats, and then our A-Main lineup shirts. And if they order them early, they get $2 off, guaranteed their size. So,
okay.
Yeah, and then they're available Saturday at noon.
Okay, and they have, I presume, the
top 20 on the back, printed on the back, how they start the 8 feature for Saturday night.
How do you turn those around so quick?
Well, I've got Rainmakers here in town that help me out with that. So Becky and I have been working back and forth for years now. So we have a really good working relationship. I do embroidery for her, and she does silk screening for me. So it works out really well.
And so you're keeping Becky up all night.
Yeah, yeah. And I did last Friday night, too, for the A-Main shirts for the 360s.
Everybody has to get a shirt every year, and so styles change. Do you design them? Do you pick them out? Do you have any role in what's made? Or
yeah, I mean, we have artists that come up with ideas for us as far as the artwork and stuff goes, and then as far as picking out the styles of shirts and stuff, I mean, that's all on me. I do it all. And after 38 years, it's hard to keep coming up with new and different things all the time, but we seem to do it.
I have to say, I love the little Knoxville Raceway onesies.
Oh, yeah, aren't those cute this year with the little stripes on the sleeve? Yeah, that's great. Something brand new this year, so, yeah.
Cute as can be.
Yeah, they are cute. And then we've got the little t-shirts too. So yeah, we want, you know, I always try and come up with something new and different and fun for the fans to have. So
more in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the people of the Knoxville Nationals. What are you doing, Maureen?
Well, I'm hanging out getting ready to help sell 50-50 tickets for the Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization.
Okay, for people that don't know, what's a 50-50 ticket?
So you buy a ticket for a dollar, and then whatever amount we collect tonight, 50% goes to the winner. The other 50% goes back to KRCO. And we pay 10 cents a ticket to the seller, the groups that are selling. The other 40% goes into a fund that we buy insurance for our drivers, safety equipment for our drivers, and like if someone gets injured, we'd help with it. This year we had a little extra money, so four times this year we did special things. Anybody that showed up to race one night got money off on a Hans device, which is a new requirement for racing. Another week we did, everybody that showed up got a right rear tire for their car, which is expensive. Another night we did the tear-off strips. And then, of course, we do the Life Square stickers. We've done that for anybody that shows up to race at Knoxville. It's a sticker that helps the safety crew. We give them this little scan code. They put it on the left side of their helmet and also on some other part of their car. And if there's an accident, our safety crew can scan that barcode, and it has all their medical information, allergies, next of kin, and that is goes directly to Knoxville Hospital, and if need be, on to Mercy, where we would have to take them. So it just makes everything quicker for everyone.
And here I thought I'd just ask you about 50-50 tickets.
I know, but I'm telling you why you should buy 50-50 tickets, because
Absolutely.
It's for a great cause.
And KRCO is?
Knoxville Racing Charitable Organization.
Okay, so buy 50-50 tickets.
Buy 50-50 tickets.
Jordan, where are you from?
I'm from Andover, Kansas.
And you're a race fan?
Yeah, I've been a race fan my whole life. I'm an ex-sprint car racer myself. I've actually competed in the Knoxville 360 Nationals, as has my father. So definitely a race fan.
And so what are you doing here this year?
We're actually here this year for our second year in a row as a food vendor. Now that I'm not racing anymore, we sell Casey Strip and ribeye steak sandwiches. We follow mostly motorsports events because that's where we got the connections at. And we plan on doing Knoxville every single year.
And so you're right here by Dyer Hudson Hall?
Right by Dyer Hudson. Could not get a better spot on the property. I don't know how we got it. Luck.
So what do you have again?
We got Casey Strip, ribeye steak sandwiches, all fresh, never frozen, Kansas Black Angus beef. We also have loaded baked potatoes, fresh squeezed lemonade, iced tea, steak and taters. Fresh Iowa sweet corn cut every morning from Mott Farms, too.
Okay, so right here?
Right here in Knoxville.
Was it easy to get set up? I mean, what did you have to go through to set up shop?
Honestly, you know, Knoxville's really great. They've been awesome to us. We basically sent them an email a couple years ago, said, hey, we're interested in doing this. We built this stand, got in with them, and they had a spot open, and here we are. So our stand takes about 8 hours to build, so like physically it's not that easy to set up. But I think we were just in the right place at the right time, and Joe Cunningham and his staff do a great job. I mean, they take great care of their vendors, and we just couldn't be any happier, any luckier to get in here.
I see you've hired some locals, too.
Yeah, we always hire locals. I do that everywhere I go, you know, because there's always kids looking for a job, especially in the summertime. And I know if I was, you know, I always looked for work like that at races and stuff. So, you know, you don't have to take everyone with you. And you hire some locals, and we've had really good luck with it.
You making any money?
We're doing all right. We're definitely making more than when I raced here, I can tell you that.
Well, that's great. You know, it's not really fair to ask because really we're just getting started. It's Wednesday.
Right.
And you had a line there when I passed by the first time.
Absolutely. And the business will double every day. That's what we're expecting.
So how do you know what to serve?
It's a race fan. I've been around race fans, or it's a race. It's a dirt track race. I've been around race fans my entire life. I've been around dirt track racing my entire life. Steak and taters. That's our food. My people eat steak and taters.
I presume it's all healthy and good for me and not a whole lot of calories.
You don't come to the Knoxville Nationals for healthy. There's nothing on our, if you're on a diet, don't come to our stand. We're not your guys.
But good.
But it's good. Yeah.
Thanks to the people of the Knoxville Nationals for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.